It was a nice day to fly, and there I was in the back seat of a helicopter that carried in the front seat the manager of line maintenance and inspection for National Grid, Nick Gibson.
At National Grid, we patrol our transmission and distribution lines twice a year. We're looking for items that may cause issues within a 6-month time frame, get them to the field crews so that they can be maintained and repaired.
We flew over a lot of swampland in central Massachusetts, areas that are tough if not impossible to walk through. Plus, a chopper's a lot faster than a person walking, and with the use of high-powered binoculars, crews from above are able to locate trouble below.
When you say issues, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about broken insulators, guy wires that are loose, some cross arms that may be in need of repair, anything that the asset requires that may cause an issue for the line to fall down.
And when lines fall down, the lights go out, the phone rings off the hook, and before you know it, you've got 1,000 watts of disgruntlement across the Commonwealth.
We find it expeditious to use a helicopter for the length and location of some of our transmission lines. They're through the woods and the right-of-ways, so patrolling by foot and getting crews out there sometimes takes a while.
National Grid has more than 2,900 miles of high-voltage transmission line across New England. That's a lot of ground to cover, and you can cover it a lot faster from the air.
These all help to maintain the system in a good and reliable manner.
Take advantage of the good weather so you're ready for the bad weather.
Exactly correct, yeah.
From Worcester Airport, Carl Stevens, WBC News Radio, 1030.